Pretty frustrated, I guess. I think we've bowled quite well as a group. Don't think we'll be too disheartened. I think we'll hold our heads up high and we'll put in that effort that required. And look, they played well. Sometimes it happens like that. I think the pitch is slightly different in Abu Dhabi. But I think all in all, I think at the end of the day, as a player, we can hold our heads up high, like I say, and know that we've put in a good hard shift. Yeah, I think the pitch is probably a little bit more skiddy than there. It was a bit slower there and abrasive. I think this is probably coming on the bat a little bit better. As a seam group, I think we did our job. We set traps and tried to different things. And the spinners, they attacked the spinners, but I don't think they bowled badly. I think as a group we did really well, and hopefully if we can get a couple early wickets tomorrow, we brings in that tail, and then we can knock them over quickly. Yep. I don't think I'll last that long. I had a good battle with him today. I tried to be aggressive at him, and he dealt with it really well. And he's come out with 100 in the end. So I guess that's 1-0 to him, and I'll be after him again tomorrow. Noah, apparently he's done it before, where he hit Monty Panesar a couple of times. So it wasn't really a surprise. He seemed to play against the seam bowlers and be really tight and organised, and then against the spin he looked to attack. So if that's his game plan, we're going to have to maybe adapt tomorrow. Well, as a bowler, I obviously appreciate that and have respect that they're great players. You have to try different things to try and get them out. My personal role was to try and be more aggressive today, but I think they showed that class and that they sort of dealt with the situation where if we'd gotten another quick wicket, then we could have been right in. But they sort of calmed the situation down and played really well. And sometimes that happens. As a group, we can do everything we can, but if they play well, you've just got to hold your hands up. All them yards in the gym, I've done them good with that barrel chest. Just pumped one back, didn't he? See, the football in the morning's paying off, that sort of chest pump and then catch. But after Shoaib Malik got 240, it was nice to see the back of him early. And we set out to try and get early wickets with that new ball, and it was great that Johnny held on to that catch. I think we created a few half chances there, but it didn't quite go to hand, or it just missed a fielder, things like that. And it's a funny thing, because if that half chance had gone to a fielder, then we might be quick. You get that momentum, bang, bang, you can get a couple of quick wickets, but it wasn't a beat today, and hopefully tomorrow we can turn that around. Like I've mentioned, I think if we can get a couple of early wickets, then it brings in that bowlers, and if we're not over the tail quickly like we did in the last game, then I think it's all to play for. We sort of 3 or 4 overs as a bowler and then you're off, and then the next guy's got to back that up, and that's the way that we look at it. It's no good say Jimmy putting in a great 3 overs and going for next and no runs, and then I come on and let that pressure off. You've got to keep that pressure on, and I think that's why we all look out for each other, and we're quite close as a unit, and you sort of have that badge of honour in these conditions to know that you've put in a hard shift together and that you've done it for the team. I wouldn't say it's deliberate against the older players. I just think that was my role in the team today. I just try to be a little bit more aggressive and use the short ball. With my height, it tends not to go, in these conditions, it tends not to go over them very much. It's always at them, so I can use that to my advantage. But they played it pretty well throughout the day. I know I hit Misbah a couple of times, but he's still out there and he's got 100. So I'll have to try again tomorrow.